A charitable holiday initiative that began 3 years ago as a neighborhood project filled the Collingwood Legion last week with 230 well-packed purses and the women who donated them. The crowd was there to celebrate another successful Purse Project Network campaign, which involves individuals, mostly women, filling a purse with personal care items to be given to women who find themselves in need of shelter resources in Simcoe, Grey, and Bruce counties. The Collingwood chapter of the Project Purse Network began with Denise Krismanek, who participated in a purse campaign in her former hometown and brought the idea with her to the Blue Mountains, where she moved during the pandemic. In the first year, she collected 50 purses and a group of women who wanted to keep the campaign going annually who formed a committee of 10. The Project Purse Network asks people to donate a new or gently used, large purse stuffed with lotion, deodorant, shampoo and conditioner, lip balm, body wash, warm socks, a hat or scarf, gloves, a toothbrush and toothpaste. Other items such as gift cards, makeup, personal care items, playing cards and a journal can also be included. In Collingwood, donors are encouraged to attend an appreciation night, which is free for those who bring a full purse. The evening also includes fundraisers like a silent auction. This year, the event took place on December 11th and in addition to the 230 purses also raised $4,300 plus gift cards to be given to four shelters for women and children. She estimates each purse and the items in it can cost between $100 and $200. "I think women really like supporting women," said Krismanek, reflecting on the growth of the Collingwood campaign. People said they preferred to donate a purse instead of just money because they knew where the purses were going and what was in the purse, so they had a lot more ownership of that. The purses this year went to the Busby Center, My Sister's Place in Alliston, the Busby Center in Barrie, Home Horizon in Collingwood and the Women's Center Grey Bruce, which was the first shelter service to benefit from the purses collected in the Collingwood area 3 years ago. "The purses are special and thoughtful," said Stacey Barrie, Fund Development and Communications Manager for the Women's Center. "They reflected time, care and support from a network of women leading with kindness." The supply of donated purses is kept at the Women's Center and given out to every woman in the program as a holiday gift, and then throughout the year as more women come to the center to access services. "Our staff match the style of the purses to each women's style in our program and get a lot of joy from the process," said Barrie. "The women light up at the sight of their purse and are so appreciative of the personal care items and warm socks, hat, scarves and gloves included." Barrie said the center's emergency shelter program serves 160 women and children per year. "These gifts not only provide much-needed supplies but also help restore dignity, independence and provide hope to the women as they embark on their new life paths," said Barrie. Krismanek and the Purse Project team delivered the donations personally to each of the four shelters. "Honestly, I have the best committee. This group of women work so well together," she said. "It really is a team of women that is just an amazing group and we had great volunteers." The campaign is also supported by local businesses and organizations that donated the space for the donor night, food, auction items and more. It will all be happening again next year, with the party at the Legion on December 3rd. Anyone can donate a purse, just reach out to Chris Manich at sgbpurseproject@gmail.com.